أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده وعلى آله وأصحابه كما أراد الحمد لله. We are gathered here for the nightly reflection upon our existence, the purpose of life, why we are here, and also to understand this beautiful and noble month of Ramadan and how we can maximize our ibadah and get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, find more purpose and meaning in our life and follow in the footsteps of the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Before we begin tonight, inshallah, I'd like to have a different start to the normal session, which is most of us have dreams and most of us are unable to fulfill those dreams. Dreams in terms of career. Many people dream that they will be doctors, or at least our parents dream that we'll be doctors. But most of us, we have dreams that we'll be doctors, we'll be engineers, we'll be accountants, we'll be the next Elon Musk, or we'll be somebody, you know, fascinating and an entrepreneur, X, Y, and Z. We'll have a high-flying job. But those dreams are often unfulfilled. But if somebody were to ask you, do something in this particular field, for example, if you're a doctor or an engineer, etc., write a book in this particular field, you'd be unable to do that because it's not your profession and you haven't studied that, or you haven't really attained any particular experience in that field. But in spite of the approximately 8.5 to 9 billion people and all of their dreams of being someone or something, there is one particular job that every single one of us on the planet actually has, and it's all the same. And believe it or not, that every single one of us is an author. We all read books. We've read J.R. Tolkien, we've read Lord of the Rings, we've read Harry Potter, we've read various other books, whether it's Shakespeare or whether anything else. We've read bestsellers, we've read thrillers and horrors, we've read comedy, we've read so many books perhaps during our entire lifetime. But nobody actually ever imagines that they themselves will be writing a book, and whether that book will be accepted, whether that book will succeed, or whether that book will perhaps fail. But today, inshallah al-aziz, rather tonight, we will talk about how every single one of us, knowingly or unknowingly, is actually writing their own book. And the book is no ordinary book. And the quantity of that book and the quality of the book entirely depends on you and your lifetime. And the reason why I asked Brother Sayyid to grab me this book is because tonight, in the hour and a half that we recited the Quran or listened to the Quran, we approximately covered about 40 pages, which is 20 sides, 40 pages of the recitation of the Quran. And if you generally see how much a person talks in a day, in an average 20-minute conversation, you'll be speaking at least 3,500 words, which is the equivalent to about 10 pages. And then you multiply 20 minutes by 20 by 20, sorry, an hour, you're roughly speaking the equivalent of at least 30 pages worth of conversation. Whether that's bakwas or whether that's qualitative information, the point is, that's how much we are speaking. And essentially what we are doing is we are writing our own kahani, our own story, our own book. Then you take those 30 pages in an hour and you multiply that by 10 hours in a day, because we are constantly talking, especially our youngsters. We don't have an off button. That 30 pages then turns into 300 pages a day. And agge chikar karaki, you can round it up in 10, 12, 14, 15 hours in a day of conversation, of thinking, of feeling, of doing other things. You could easily round it up to around 400 to 500 pages, which is approximately the size of this book, which is the Quran. The Quran approximately is about 500 to 600 pages, depending on its print. And this room itself approximately takes about 400 people. So every single day, every single one of us who is sitting here, especially the youngsters, they probably are writing much more than the rest of us. But every single day we are writing the equivalent of this book here, the size of this book, the thickness of this book. And if you multiply this book by 365 days, 365 of these books is being produced by you every single year. And then within 3 years or so, this entire floor plan will be filled with the equivalent of all of these books 365 times 3. And that will be one proximate layer of book here. Then imagine 3 years, 6, 9, 12, 15, 18, 21. Within 21 years, your books will fill the entire floor plan of this room, and it'll also be the height of this lectern. That's in just 20 years. 20 years. And we're not considering the years at university and the years at A-level and all the bakwas and the put that we do, especially the things that we say and do during the night time. That'll probably add another few hundred books. But the point is, by 20 years, we're about this high. By 40 years, we'll be probably by the kalma. And by 60 years, you'll reach the roof. So every single one of us in the 60 or 70 years of our lifetime, you'll be filling this entire main hall from the ground all the way to the ceiling. Who will be the author of that book? None other than you. And it will record and contain every single thought that you had. Every single thing that you said, that you uttered, that you said, oh, I apologize and I retract and pardon me and forgive me, or every swear that you said, or every horrible thing that you said, or statement, everything that you uttered, that you said, everything that you did from the time that you woke up every single day until the time that you went to sleep, every single action, every single emotion, every single thought, that book will contain every iota, every facet of your life. So the reason why I got this book, so that you can understand and visualize, this book is written by you every single day. And within 3 years, you're filling this hall. Within a lifetime, you're filling this room. So imagine just one person is filling this hall to the ceiling. Then another person, and another person, and another person. Imagine how many books there are being produced every single day, year, century, within this particular time period that we're living in, by the 8.5 billion people currently living on earth. And this is the topic that I want to touch upon today, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say to us on the day of Qiyamah, اِقْرَأْ كِتَابَكَ كَفَى بِنَفْسِكَ الْيَوْمَ عَلَيْكَ حَسِيبًا. That Allah will command you and say, you read your own book, your own life story, your own thriller, your own horror, everything that you did in your life, you read your own book. كَفَى بِنَفْسِكَ الْيَوْمَ عَلَيْكَ حَسِيبًا. That you are sufficient for yourself to take account for all of your own deeds. Nobody else was a co-author. Nobody else edited your book. Nobody else inserted anything to your book. Nobody else published your book. You are the sole creator, the writer, the editor, the publisher of your book. And Allah will say, you read your own book. Now imagine reading a book the size of this room. It will perhaps have millions and millions of pages. We remember the WikiLeaks, when the documents got released, there were millions of pages of just over a few years of government conversations and everything else. And the Pakistanis would remember the Panama leaks as well, which are Nawaz Sharif. And the other people would remember various other leaks. Just a few years, and look at how many millions of documents get accumulated. If you go to Facebook, if you go to all these other social media, and you request a copy of your data, because they remember every single keystroke. But the Sayyidah here, he will tell you, every keystroke that you do, when you type it and you delete it without even posting it, they know what you typed, what you said, the combination, the time, the date, and then when you deleted it, they know every page that you clicked, every picture that you saw, how long you saw that picture, and then what link you clicked in and went on to other things, what you liked, what you disliked. They know every single thing about what you did, and they track you everywhere you go. That's just the tracking and the information that they hold. If you're on Facebook on a regular basis, or Instagram or Twitter or any of these other things, ask them for your information for just 1 year, and you'll get probably, you know, gigabytes of information back, that this is how much you've been up to, this is how much put you've been doing, how much time you've been wasting with your life. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us in the Quran, وَكُلَّ إِنسَانٍ أَلْزَمْنَاهُ طَائِرَهُ فِي أُنُقِهِ وَنُخْرِجُ لَهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ كِتَابًا يَلْقَاهُ مَنْشُورًا. That for every single person, we have imposed his own fate that your fate, your haqiqat, whatever you have been doing, around his neck, upon his neck, that you're carrying your own story of what you have done. Nothing is hidden. Nothing is under this, 256 encryption or anything else. You yourself are carrying around your reality, your haqiqat, around your neck. And وَنُخْرِجُ لَهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ كِتَابًا يَلْقَاهُ مَنْشُورًا. And we will produce for him on the day of resurrection a record which he will encounter and spread open wide in front of him. We all delete our internet history. We don't want people to find out what dodgy websites we've been on, what we've been looking at. We all try to disable cookies and all of these third parties and everything else. We don't want people to find out what we're clicking, where we're going, what we're doing, at what time of the night, who we're calling, who we're chatting up. We delete all of that. But nobody can delete all of these things from the record of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This will be spread open right in front of you, not just in front of you, in front of your parents, in front of your family, in front of your siblings, in front of your spouse, in front of every single person near and dear to you. It will be spread open and there'll be no more secrets. They'll find out and they'll know every single thing. We think that today we've got, 4K resolution or ultra HD or all these resolutions. On the day of Qiyamah, it will be far more clear than that on every single thing that we used to say or do and think presented before us on the day of Qiyamah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us, وَنَدْعُ الْمَوَازِينَ الْقِسْطَ لِيَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ فَلَا تُزْلَمُ نَفْسٌ شَيْئًا وَإِنْ كَانَ مِثْقَالَ حَبَّةٍ مِّنْ خَرْدَلٍ فَتَكُنْ فِي صَخْرَةٍ أَوْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ أَوْ فِي الْأَرْضِ يَأْتِ بِهَا اللَّهُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَطِيفٌ خَبِيرٌ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah will set up the scales of justice. And no one whatsoever will be oppressed. In this day and age, it's very easy to make fake videos. What do they call them? Deep fake videos, don't they? It looks like people actually saying it. It's easy to manipulate data and information and pictures and audio and so many other things and say, look, this is what the person is up to. But Allah ta'ala is saying, nobody will be oppressed. Nobody will be wrong. The scales will be set up on the day of Qiyamah. And even if you have done the weight of a mustard seed, of good or bad, whatever you have done, a mustard seed's weight, an iota, an atom's weight, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring that forward. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَكَفَى بِنَا حَاسِبِينَ, is the best of accountants. We all try to hide our accounts from the HMRC, from the tax man, from this person, from that person. But how will you hide yourself and your account from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah? So go back to the beginning, that we are the authors of our own book. Whatever is in this book is because of us. It is a true reflection of everything that we say and do from the time that we wake up. How we woke up, what's the first thought that came into our mind, whether we said Alhamdulillah, whether we said Bismika Allahumma amutu wa ahya, whether we said Alhamdulillah allazi ahyana ba'dama amatana wa ilayhi nushur, whether we entered into the toilet with our right foot or left foot, what we thought about while sitting on the toilet, and how we're going to hurt somebody or harm somebody or say something to somebody, explains that in the toilet, whether we did wudu or not, whether we prayed, how we prayed, what we were thinking during our prayer, and all of these things and so much more, from our breakfast to our lunch, to our lunch and dinner and supper, how we interacted with our colleagues and friends, and what we said and how we shouted, the text messages, the emails, all of those things, all of that data. When you go on your phone, you can tell every day you've consumed this much gigabytes every single day. I remember there was a time, I'm probably old, but there was a time when I used to be on Orange. Orange, the bichara chada gaya. And I used to be on Orange and I used to get like 100 megabytes a month. It's like, whoa, 100 megabytes. It's amazing to get 100 megabytes a month. Nowadays, 100 gig is not enough for our youngsters. And if you check at how much you're consuming, they'll show you, oh, you've consumed 4 gigabytes today, 5 gigabytes today. Everything that you see, everything that you hear, everything that you smell, everything that you touch, everywhere that you go, every single thing is being recorded in this book of yours, your book, nobody else's book. So ask yourself this question, what do you want to see in your book on the day of Qiyamah? Do you want to see a lot of tasbihat? Do you want to see a lot of tahmid, of hamd of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of takbirat? Do you want to see a lot of azkar? Do you want to see a lot of tawbah? Do you want to see a lot of istighfar? Do you want to see a lot of sadaqat and khairat? Do you want to see good character? Do you want to see patience? Do you want to see mercy? Whatever you want to see in your book, you have to write it. Nobody else can write it for you. Nobody else can manipulate it. Nobody else can do anything. Only you can write whatever you want in your book. And that is what you will see on the day of Qiyamah. But you will also see within this book the ghiba, the backbiting, the slander, the accusations. You'll also see the lying, the fraud, the manipulation, the cheating. You'll also see the gambling. You'll see the interest. You'll see the adultery. You'll see the fornication. You'll see the darkness and the destruction and riba. You'll see all of that in here as well. But who's put that in there? Allah didn't put it in there. The angels didn't put it in there. The shaitan didn't put it in there. You are the only one. You have the master key. Nobody else has the key to write in this book. Only you and solely you are writing in your book. And this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to us, اِقْرَأْ كِتَابَكْ. Read your own book. You can't blame anybody but yourself about what is contained within this book. And this is why it's very, very important that whilst we're listening to the beautiful and majestic book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in these days and nights of Ramadan, we should also reflect upon our book that is around our neck, that has been written right now on our shoulders, that we will be presented on the day of Qiyamah in front of us. Imagine this size book on the day of Qiyamah flung wide open and say, "Par, where will you hide yourself? Where will you find shelter? Where will you, Chupana, your shame?" You know, all of that, where will you hide it? You can't. But now you have the opportunity. Because when you are writing a book, when any author is writing a book, they write something one day, and the next day they have another idea, and they go back, and what do? They edit it. They go back, edit, delete, copy, paste, etc. Or in the Qur'an, nowadays, we used to get it, rub it all out, and then go back and write it all again. This is what we used to do. And this is the opportunity that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given all of us, that if you make a mistake whilst you are writing in your book or typing in your book, now is the time for you to still edit before it is sent for publication, before it is sealed, before it is presented to you on the day of Qiyamah. And that opportunity is tawbah. That opportunity is forgiveness. That opportunity is istighfar. Because with istighfar, you can take the eraser and you can take the delete button and you can remove that with sincere tawbah, sincere istighfar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remove those things. Allah will know about it. You will know about it. But the rest of the world will not know about those things that you said or did. This is why we say, Allahumma innaka afuun. Afuun is far greater than istighfar. Why? Because afu is a pardon where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala conceals all of those mistakes and is never shown to other people. Whereas istighfar, people still know what you did, but they know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgave you for that particular sin. So you have the opportunity to change your story. You know, we all think about they lived happily ever after. The reality isn't like that. But you have the chance to write, I lived happily ever after. I lived according to the Quran. I lived according to the Sunnah. I lived according to X, Y, and Z, to the Sharia, etc. And I lived a happy, content life when I was radi, when I was content with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when I was content with my deen as Islam, when I was content with the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. You can change your character to become a hero, to become a sahabi, to become a follower, a sadiq, siddiqeen, nabiyeen, mursaleen, salihin, to be amongst those people, or you can become your own enemy. You can become the worst horror film or story that you've ever written or read in your own life. So you have the opportunity, especially in this month of Ramadan, to truly change yourself and change your book before it is too late, because there will be a time where other people will regret that they did not change their book. They did not change the book when they had the opportunity. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran, وَوُضِعَ الْكِتَابِ فَتَرَى الْمُجْرِمِينَ مُشْفِقِينَ مِمَّا فِيهِ يَقُولُونَ يَا وَيْلَتَنَا مَا لِهَذَا الْكِتَابِ لَا يُغَادِرُ صَغِيرَةً وَلَا كَبِيرَةً إِلَّا أَحْصَاهَا ووجدوا ما عملوا حاضرا ولا يظلم ربك أحدا. That the criminals on that day, who will be the criminals, the mujrimeen, what will they say, what will their kayfiyah, what their hal will be on that day of Qiyamah? When you take a criminal to court, even today, was that you in the video? No, that wasn't me, I wasn't even there, I have an alibi. Is this your fingerprint? No, this is not my fingerprint. We have this evidence? No, even today, what does a mujrim do? When the evidence is right there in front of them, they will deny it and they say, no, this has got nothing to do with me. The same mujrims, the criminals who have done injustice against themselves, against Allah, against the deen, against the Prophet والسلام, against humanity, the mujrimeen. وَوُضِعَ الْكِتَابَ فَتَرَى الْمُجْرِمِينَ. The mujrimeen will look at that book, their own book, and they will say, مَا لِهَذَا الْكِتَابَ. What is this book? What is this book? And they will say, this book does not leave anything, whether it is small, whether it is large. Every single thing is recorded within this book. They know they have no way out. They have no explanation. They can't go anywhere. They can't argue or dispute or say, I want another lawyer, or this is fabricated, anything else. They will say, what is this kitab? يا ويلتنا ما لهذا الكتاب لا يغادر صغيرة ولا كبيرة. Nothing small, nothing major, every single thing إلا أحصاها is recorded within this book. ووجدوا ما عملوا حاضرا. And they will find everything that they did is presented in front of them. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ولا يظلم ربك أحدا does not do any injustice against anybody. So for the mujrim, they will see that everything has been recorded, but they cannot do anything about it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us that أَحْصَاهُ اللَّهُ وَنَسُوهُ, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala kept it safe and preserved and counted it and recorded it whilst we forgot. Whilst we forgot about our own book. Rewind back in your own personal life. Okay? Rewind back when you were 12 years old, 13 years old, because that's when your book started. Your book started when you reached the age of puberty. Before that, you're scot-free. As soon as you turn, hit puberty, which is around 12, 13 for boys, maximum 14, but around 12 years of age, do you remember what you were doing when you were 12 years old? Kere-kere put, kere-kere karname, kere-kere shararatan, all the stuff that you got up to, do you remember? Can you remember even what you did a month ago? Or a year ago on a particular day at a particular time in the morning or the afternoon or the evening, or the thing that you got up to during the night, or all the stuff? You'll have a vague idea of what you did at university, what you did at A-levels, what you did during these nights and those nights with this friend and that friend. You'll have vague ideas. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not vague. His book is not vague. It is absolutely clear. فَبَصَرُكَ الْيَوْمَ حَدِيدٌ, that your eyesight and everything that will be presented to you will be absolutely crystal clear to you on the day of Qiyamah. So you'll be shown what you did when you were 12 and 13 and 14 and 15, and whether you protected your youth and your jawani and your nazar and your eyes and your body and your private parts and your wealth and your health and all of these things, or whether you wasted it away. And then what you did when you were a teenager, what you did when you became an adult, what you did when you became mature, what you did, all of those things that we have long forgotten. No, as you get older, you don't even remember what you had for breakfast, what you had last week, let alone what you did 10, 20, 30 years ago. Do you remember? You don't. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remembers, the book will remember, the angels will remember, and everything, every wrong text, email, like, dislike, fraud, lie, slander, hurting, pain, suffering that you did to yourself or to other people, and every time you disobeyed your parents, you disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and didn't pray your salah, and all of those things, أَحْصَاهُ اللَّهُ وَنَسُوهُ, Allah remembers it acutely, and He does not forget, even though we forget. You forget, but Allah will not forget. Everything in that book will be clear. So my brothers, my sisters, everybody who's listening, you are the sole author and publicator of your own book. You have to go over your book now before it is too late and change and edit all of those things and ask for tawbah and istighfar and change before it is too late, before that day comes when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say to you, اقرأ كتابك. And you'll have nobody to blame but but yourselves. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us all and enable us all to have a good book, the book that will be given in our right hand, and it will be full of good deeds and hasanat and good character, and not the book that will be given in our left hand or behind our back that will lead us towards our destruction in the hereafter. وَقُولِ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُوا اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ جَزَاكُمُ اللَّهُ خَيْرًا